WAKMF, Modern Wi-Fi Statewide 1.
This is 6WY, November 6 Whiskey Yankee.
N6WY, W8TMS.
FWATMS, are you still there? This is 6WY, November 6 Whiskey Yankee.
Morning, David. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. My keynote statewide one, and I didn't hear anything. I jumped over to my second time slot, the statewide two. I use a duplex hotspot, and I see you come back to me. So I'm just throwing out the call, see if anybody was on the talk group this morning. Go ahead.
Well, I came back to you rather quickly, but I was on the wrong talk group. I was listening to my, I guess it says 3126, Michigan PG talk group, and it's, I got about 10 other talk groups in that, received talk group, you know what I mean. I have a receipt talk group all set up with 10 other talk groups in it, and sometimes I forget which one I'm on. And I was talking to you on, trying to talk to you on 3126, Brainmaster. But I am using my hotspot right now, even though I'm in range of my Clements repeater.
Very good. Yeah, no, I probably would have made my way over to Michigan statewide. 3126 eventually, just work midnight, so off tonight, so just kind of going through the different digital modes, you know, I was in the 30 Turley, nothing was going there, probably confusion, nothing, it's like, all right, let's go play around in VMware, so looking at Brandmeister last heard for US, and not a whole lot going on, and it's sort of like, well, let's see if anybody else is out here, so we'll start with the MI5s first before moving on, but very good. Nope, I'm over here in Howell. Probably familiar where that's at. I think the closest might be Novi for me to get in, or Fenton. It might be splitting the distance, but my only DMR capabilities is this BTEC 6x2, so I use my MMVVM duplex hotspot. So, well, very good. Nope, just... sitting here, a cup of coffee, a couple of guys get together for breakfast at 7 at Leo's, so I'll be doing that, just kind of going through some stuff and wondering if I want to renew my vehicle registration online or just go to the kiosk, trying to stay up to date on the latest DNR deer regulations coming out for this year. Other than that, it's looking at some of the new rigs that were announced like yesterday or Friday, and generally, surfing the web, sipping coffee, and playing a little radio. Go ahead.
Well, that's basically what I am doing, and just for giggles, I switched over to the hose line for Brandmeister. I noticed we're the only USA people fans are using Brandmeister right now. So that's kind of interesting. I had not seen that happen before. If it wasn't for you and I, USA would not be lit up on the Brandmeister network. So I just couldn't sleep. I just get up and flip on the radio, see who I hear, and didn't really have it. Expected anything on this talk group, or 10 talk groups I got in here. But I did start looking at the hose line and see who was talking. And there was no USA stations on there. Okay, and I'm going out thinking about deer hunting. That's something I always wanted to do in Michigan. When I was in California, I used to be very good at archery. But now, I don't think I'm pulling back a bow. I got a little bit of...
Yeah, when it comes to hose line, I used to just go to Brandmeister last turn, and you know how they've got rows of the entries? It's kind of hard as it's moving pretty fast to see who's talking to what, and then I discovered if I go to hose line and then go up there to that filter box and get rid of everything and just hit US, it'll kind of tell me, you know, it's sort of like, hey, you know, I'm taking a trip down to Savannah or something. Hey, somebody's on, you know, South Carolina or Georgia State, like Tucker, I'll jump in and say, hey, I'll be down in the area. What do you recommend? So that's kind of my last hurt where I go, see what's active. So, you know, work midnight, Gordon Food Service here in Brighton, receiving clerk, and work Sunday through Thursday night. We have back calls accumulating up in the lot, so I ask for any volunteers on Friday, which gets me out of the office, puts me in a high-low, and I just haul stuff that's been received to the line and warmed into the cooler freezers. So that's what I usually do on Fridays. If I'm not doing that, then there are a couple of guys, we go out to pizza. So it's hit and miss, but the money's good, and it's a little change of scenery. So that's what all that's about. I just had my week's vacation last week. This Thursday I have off. I'm helping the brother-in-law. They're looking at selling their house up here in Linden, moving down to his folks in Cincinnati, sister and brother-in-law, and buying a house down there that they all can have. Well, his parents are only getting older, and I kind of want to help take care of them and relocate. So he's got an old 98 Camaro that he'd like to get down there. So he asked me last week, hey, you think you might be able to help me? Well, you know, Camaro needed an oil change and help me or whatnot, so he doesn't want to run it down 75, so we're going to take it down 127 parallel to 75. We're going to run that down Thursday for Cincinnati, so I'll be down there helping him out. He said he grew up down there, so showed me where he went to college, and sister owns a sports bar, so that's planned this weekend. And, I'm originally from the Cadillac area, did fire an EMS up there, and they shut down the EMS, moved down here with family in Linden, and I guess the rest is history. So in October, I try to run up, I'll work extra Friday, then run up Saturday, do a little archery, and then try to squeeze on the firearm when I can. So that's about the history on those three subjects. W8TMS, go ahead.
W8TMS, this is N6WY. Well, very good. You get around. We're going to look to open house today. We are trying to get a different house. We have a colonial right now, and my wife can't do stairs anymore. So we have to get a ranch or a split level of some type, and we're looking into the Washington Township area. I'm moving very far out, but it's going to be a change for us, and this move is going to be very painful for me because we got so much junk accumulated. It is amazing the amount of junk we have accumulated over the years. I don't know what to do with it. I'd be willing to throw it in the trash bin, but my wife... Oh, that's got a good memory with it. Our grandkids played with that. We got to keep it. So it's going to be hard to do, get rid of some of this stuff. I've been retired for a number of years. It's almost 25 now. So I retired early, enjoying retirement life. Fortunately, I have a pretty good retirement plan. And hopefully I can buy another house and keep this one for a while and then sell it. But I don't have any definite plans right now where to move to. I'm looking.
Yeah, that's about the same here. Like I said, moved from Cadillac Sisters in Linden and then moved into the apartment here 2021, so... I thought I was always told, or that's just the way I think about it. Like in the springtime is a good place to look. So I've been saving my pennies. I've been looking. It's been a rough market. I was looking back in like 19 and 20. There was a condo, right? There was a house up in Duran, but either there was mold in the attic or the appraisal didn't come back right. So And it's just not a process I'm looking forward to. So I've come up with bad excuses. Been like, you know how much sump pumps are going for, or how much do we paint the roof, or I work midnights, I don't have time to mow. But, yeah, I'm going to have to get over that. It'd be nice to have a small place just a little bit out of the way. Anywho, other than that, not too much. Like I said, social media was blowing up with, I didn't know if it was, this is the time of year that they announced new stuff, but that new Yaesu ring, I thought that was going to be like an ultimate replacement to the 857, which when I went down to Orlando for hamcation back in February, the guys knew I was looking for one, and they found somebody that had one that was part of our group that was down there, and picked it up for a nice price, and I put that up north. Dad got his ticket, his tech ticket last year, and they told him to get his general and do HF, but it looks like it's going to be a QRP ring, so not exactly up there. Ken would come up with like a 200-watt HF ring, and it's all like, it's still not what I'm looking for. So, yeah, I think beginning of last week, just not this last week, the week before that, had a week off. I ran down. Normally, if I go to Atlanta, 75 straight down here, I went to Knoxville, I went east on 40, and then it cuts on the 26. And I hit North Carolina, and went down to South Carolina, a bunch of firearm stores down there, Palmetto State Armory, bought a 22 conversion kit, 22 bolt for the AR. I stocking up on 22 I get from Dad for Christmas, and a couple of 22s that I have just like to jam up a lot. So this right here helps me get rid of some of them. So I went over to Buddy's house last weekend and tried it out, and it works. Couldn't really think of anything to do in Northern Florida, so I'm like, I can do stuff when I get home. So I came home and hung out with family, went up to the Old Legends team show there, south of Travers, with Dad last week Thursday, and just sitting here updating some scanners and playing a little Midnight Digital. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, that's interesting. We have a lot of common interests there. Change the subject a little bit. I used to cross country ski up in the Cadillac region area. There's a hotel up there. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's right. It's a golf course hotel, if you would call it that. And we used to put on cross country skis and the golf course, and I guess Cadillac is also a pretty good area to go deer hunting, but I never did that. But actually, what is the name of that hotel? It was the years I went up there. There was excellent snow, and they took care of the area. Cross country skiing was excellent in that golf course area, and I'm sure you probably know of which hotel I'm talking about. And you said something about a 22 conversion kit for an AR. You talking about the 22 rimfire converting an AR type rifle to the 223 to 22? Is that the conversion kit you're doing?
Before I answer that, I'm trying to think of your golf course hotel. Are you thinking like El Dorado, McGuire's, Camber Faith?
I believe it was McGuire's. That does sound very familiar. It's been years since I did that, but I have fond memories of doing that. Gosh, that was 28 years ago, I guess, we used to go out there. Well, we went more than 1 year, of course, and more than one time. But I believe it was McGuire's.
Okay, yeah, I think that's on Mackinac Trail. When I did fire up there, I think we had a convention, but there was a pipeline safety training that we had, and we show up and I don't know if it was Enbridge or a company like that would talk about, you know, if there's a leak, you know, you'll see dirt blown out of the ground. So I remember going there and then for a dinner one time, I forget what it was, but No, you know, I'm familiar with that. I actually grew up between Manton and Lake City. Manton is about 10 miles north of Cadillac. And if you go about 6 miles east of that, that's where I grew up. So, like I said, I was fire and EMS fellowship just northwest of Cadillac, between Cadillac and Mesick, and 115 there. So, kind of just shut down the EMS side and couldn't really find too much up there. So, moved in with the sisters living in Fetnaria, just south of Flint, and was there for a few years and found Gordon's and moved into the apartment, and that was that. So, but no, for the AR conversion kit, like I said, I bought that Smith & Wesson Sport 2 back in, like, 2016, and it was just a fun little plinker. Well, every Christmas for the last 2 years, my dad's given me those little, I don't call them bricks, but 50-count of 22 long rifle from fire. And for Christmas, they've just been accumulating in my safe. Well, I inherited his he just said, do you want it? His Marlin. It's like the Ruger 1022. It's got the magazine. The magazine is underneath the barrel. It's tube-fed, if you will. Holds like 16. Trying to clean it as much as I can. I mean, he got it back in the 70s, and I tried to clean it as best I could, and it's still jammed. And I got a Rossi 410 22 interchangeable barrel from my grandparents back in like Christmas of 2001 or something, and it just takes forever to shoot and load and shoot. So somebody told me, hey, you can buy a conversion kit. I think it's made by CMMG. All it is just a bolt. You take out your 223-556 bolt from your AR, you throw in that bolt, it comes with a magazine or two, and to your heart's content. So they carry that Peacemakers, which is a firearm store here in Howell, but having a week off, all I wanted to do was just try to go for a drive, knock North Carolina off my list and see what South Carolina was about. Again, Palmetto State Armory is where I bought it. There's like 10 stores down there between Georgia, South Carolina, one in North Carolina. Went to the one store, they didn't have it. Went to the one in Savannah, they had it. Spent the night at the hotel and came back the next day. So, again, put that bolt in, loaded up. So I got 3 10-round mags.
And WATMS, this is N6WI.
That is
neat. I was thinking about buying a firearm myself. And just tonight, I was looking at some ARs. And for some reason, I clicked on a electric, I don't know what you call them, but it's a battery-powered BB rifle. And I think the brand name is Bear or something like that, B-A-R-R-A. And I started reading about it, and I said, wow, that's a neat toy. You put it on full auto. It doesn't shoot very fast, but it's fast enough to have some fun. You know, you can... It's faster than one shot a second. I forgot how fast it would shoot, but you have it on auto. I think it's like 10 shots a second. I thought, now there's something I can probably do in my basement. Had some fun with that. Hopefully I wouldn't put any holes in my finished basement drywall with it, but it's, you know, I don't have to go out to the range to have some fun with it. WATMS, this is N6WY. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here. Just finished making myself up a cup of coffee. I had to set it down. No, that was like my grandfather. He had a crossbow up at his house up there in Marion, South East Cadillac. I remember coming down to the basement. There was wood workshop, and he was... he'd be firing across the, maybe 40 feet into a bag. It's sort of like, hey, it's like testing it out inside your house. It's sort of like, I never got into archery. I was never a compound person, but back in 2020, I think, late 2020 fall, a guy at work was talking about Bunkani, Northwoods Outfitters. He said they had a good deal on crossbows, and I'm like, you know what, a crossbow was kind of like I went up there. I think it was Killer Instincts I got. I think it's like the Burner 415 model, and I hear 415 feet per second is pretty good. And I think for under $500, I was able to get a crossbow. It was supposed to come with a couple of bolts. They didn't have them, so I upgraded bolts, bought a broadhead, a case, and a target. And I sighted it in, put a scope on it. I haven't got anything with it yet, but it's gotten me out into the field every Saturday in October for the last 2 years. I get out of work here and go up north, so that's what I use for that. Go ahead.
Wow. Looks like they keep a thumb talk. I have looked at crossbows more than once, and like I said, I was a pretty good shot with a compound bow as well as a recurve bow, and you know, I put the arrows in a bullseye at 300 yards, and it was fun to listen to those arrows sing through the air as they go to the target. And I just wonder, what was the range of a crossbow? Did I say 300 yards? I think 300 feet. I used to shoot into the target. And anyway, you know, I guess he gets some pretty good velocity with him. 400 feet for an arrow, that's feet per second, that's pretty good. And they put a bolt in a target. But how accurate are they? Can you consistently put they're on the bullseye, 100 feet.
I haven't gone that far out yet. When I first got it, I brought it back. I was still at my sister's house there in Linden, and I was in her backyard, and I would say maybe 30 yards was what we tested at, the length of his backyard, or that's just the rough guess that I have. When I go up north to the dad's, you know, park in the driveway, and he originally bought the house in 86 with 40 acres, and a lot of it was Christmas tree fields. Then there's a strip of hardwoods in the back, and he's back up there. And the way we've got the blind set up, the hill starts going up, and there's some hardwoods at the top. So I don't think I'm shooting over 20 yards. But I never ever archered. I just kind of, in fact, I didn't even know about this early antlerless until I started Gordon's in 2015. I worked at the warehouse picking cases for the marketplace stores. In 2015, 2019, I moved to the other warehouse, became a receiving clerk. And the supervisor had asked me that fall if I was doing early antlerless. And I'm like, what's this? I've never heard of this. And he goes, yep, it's like private property only, only antler deer. There's a rifle. And usually it's only for a weekend, and it's like the end of September. In the last couple of years I've gone out, usually it's still like pushing 70. So you're out there, jeans and a t-shirt, and it's like, yeah, if you do get something, you got to process it pretty quickly. So, like, besides that, it was just that, the regular firearm season. He's like, you don't bow hunt? That's all. Like, nah, I never really got into a bow. And that's when the one guy goes, why don't you get yourself a crossbow? You still get to pull a trigger and everything, so that's what prompted me to buy that. So, it's a pretty okay setup. My dad, he puts a trail cam out there, gives me access to look at it, so it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be at work, it's a little slow, don't have any trucks to call, so I'll log in and see the picture of the deer up there, so that's what I like about that, but usually I just go up for a quick weekend or a day on a Saturday during firearm, and then usually I don't do too much late, or, you know, when archery resumes in December, usually like I'll go up Thanksgiving morning, and that'll be my last time out. So I'm not whole hog into it. You know, I enjoy it. I go up when I can, but I'm not like some guys where it's got to be every weekend and everything like that. It's when I can get a spare moment, you know, like it's about a 2.5 hour drive up there, which is frustrating because I've looked out the big field here next to, I'm right up next to the Livingston County Sheriff's Department. There's a big field with some trees, and I've seen deer there, and it's like, I'm driving all this way up there, and not seeing anything, but there's deer right outside the field, so the one radio.
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to have to give it a, I don't know what I'm going to get. I've been looking at rifles, and problem is, no, I live here in Shelby Township. I don't know where to go shooting. There's a Detroit sporting club not far from me, and that sounds like a good place, but... And I also like pistols, and I'm more of a six-shooter fan. I like the revolvers. And then I'm looking at various pistols. I like to have a good 22 revolver, like a Smith & Wesson, something that's built from a big frame, like a, we used to call them K-22s, and I guess there's other Colts coming out with one at the Old Python. That shoots 22. I don't know what they call it now, but it's like a Colt Python, but it's a 22 pistol. And I think it's like 9 shots or something like that in the revolver.
Well, I think when I got into pistols, it wasn't until like 2012. Three gas meters. I think had like their DTE, subcontracted through the URG Utilities Resource Group. And that's back when... Gander Mountain, MC Sports was up there. I think my first pistol in 2012 was the Taurus Millennium Pro PT-111 9mm, and I swear that was 12 years ago. Between now and then, my safe is just full of pistol records I bought and sold. That was part of the reason I wanted to get my CPL, was not necessarily to conceal carry, but it's a lot easier than going to get a purchase permit, which I don't even know if you still have to. I thought somebody, one of my buddies up north, said, nope, I just walked in, threw down my license, they ran me, and I was good, and there you go. So I've had stuff left and right. I think brother-in-law's got the Shield 9. I had a 40, sold that. I've had a Glock 26. I just got a couple of brass, was kept kicking back at me. It was the only Glock I've ever had. One of the guys in our club, he moved down to Florida, and he brought to our breakfast a list of firearms and radios. He was like a senior programmer, network something for AT&T. So he's like, every time I bought one, I bought one for the wife, you know, in pairs. So I bought off of him the Hellcat and the SIG 365. 365 is the only pistol I have now. I turned over the Hellcat to my dad. We recently just sold a buddy... Springfield, I had the XDS when I moved down here, sold that to the brother-in-law, bought it back from him, and then sold it back. It's kind of like the Taurus, the Camry of the family, but the last one I had before I just kept the SIG, which I always wanted to SIG, was the Springfield XDE, the external hammer. I like that decock feature, and a 45, but I would shoot that at the beginning of the year, doing some... sporting players, and I'm like, one guy was, you know, I like to lay my stuff out, and hey, try anything if you like it, and one guy said he didn't care for the trigger, and after I shot it a little bit, I'm like, yeah, I don't care for the trigger either, so I'm just down to one pistol. I kind of want to get back into a 45 while keeping this 9, but it just hasn't been high on the priority list. It's just been kind of like, well, I have it. One buddy at work, when are we going shooting? I'm like, yeah, I know, we gotta go, so... I'm thinking one of these weekends here in September, if I can get up north, I'll take most of that 22 and try to ease up on some of my stock W8 TMS spread.
Yeah, W8 TMS, this is in 6WY. Yeah, I also used to do bigger calibers and pistols, like a 44 Magnum. I got a Smith & Wesson had one at the... called the Classic Hunter, that had non-fluted cylinders, Revolver was non-fluted, and man, that thing had a kick to it. But he put 44 special in it. The gun was so massive that I had hardly no kick at all of it, and I could really put some accurate shots down range with it. And I had the 6-inch barrel. I at the time had the option to buy the 8-inch barrel to go with it. For hunting, that's what you really need, but I bought the 6 for ease of carrying, and, you know, I never carried it anywhere, not even in the field. So the only place I went to was various ranges around California, and it was fun to shoot. I enjoyed it. I get a lot of pleasure of punching holes in the paper with a 44, but
yeah, I think the only revolver I've ever owned was the Taurus and Judge. Brother-in-law, he bought one of those Bond Arm ones, and then a Governor, and I remember going to Mass Pro, and we were picking up 25 long Colts, some 410 shells, the different defense rounds, and we're just trying out different stuff, like, so you want to, you know, double up what pattern would do versus birdshot versus some of the defensive rounds with the little discs and the wire and 45 long Colts. I'll tell you what, that was an expensive round, but that's my experience with that. You mentioned California. That would probably explain the 6 in your call sign. Last year, May, I wanted to do an out west trip. Call me crazy or whatever. I just wanted to run through Colorado and Oregon, see what that was like. So I left on a Friday morning, made it out to Des Moines. The next day, cut through Omaha, made it into Denver, kind of went down to Colorado Springs, went up through, stayed in the next to Boulder. Next morning, cut up through Fort Collins, went up to Laramie, 80 west to Salt Lake, and met that up and stayed that Sunday night into Boise. Monday, woke up, went to Bend, Oregon, made it out to Coos Bay, saw the Pacific, spent the night in Medford. That was Memorial Day Monday of last year. And then just stayed on I-5 and went straight down to Sacramento to Bakersfield. Headed east, stopped in Barstow, got some gas, and made it out to Flagstaff. Spent the night, woke up next morning, hit Amarillo, cut down to Plano, Texas, picked up my 991, my ATOS. And when I was up in Oregon, I thought, hey, the sister that I stayed with is Lyndon. She's visiting my brother in northern Georgia, Blue Ridge. So when I left Plano that Thursday, I made it up to Memphis. Spent the night there, and the next morning cut over to Blue Ridge, northern Georgia, and surprised them. So I would say California is pretty. The northern half is all, I see a lot of fruit fields, and the southern half was a lot of plains, if you will. So very surprising, but very fun to cut through there and say I was out there. And then, you know, Wyoming is not Arizona, let's put it that way. They're two different ones, but it was nice to explore the country. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bring back memories. I used to drive that a lot when I was commuting between California and Michigan. I wouldn't call it commute, but we used to drive quite a few trips, and I stopped at many of those very same places, Barstow and places like that. It's not the nicest place in Southern California, but, you know, it's interesting. Back there, I lived closer to the ocean, and the temperature was quite moderate, you know, almost degrees the year around, and very little rain there. So, always nice weather. But that is interesting. Guys, bring back memory, and doing, we often go our, what we call the southern route, which takes us through Amarillo and Arizona, Flagstaff, and those cities. And then we cut up and go through St. Louis and on Michigan. But, you know, those driving days are over. I tried to make some interesting stops, you know, make the journey part of the adventure. Like, you know, we're in Colorado, stop to Colorado Springs, and decided to go up to Pikes Peak and enjoyed that a little bit. And Colorado Springs, and just had to turn around and went up back through Denver and stayed next to Boulder. It was dark the next morning I left, going through Fort Collins. It was starting to get light in Laramie. I was on 80 there in Wyoming, which a lot of our produce loads comes from Taylor Farms, LAX, Oxnard, California. So that's the route they take. So it's all like, all right, so this is where our produce comes from. When I got into Utah, that was very pretty. Boise was nice. Eastern Oregon, when I entered, reminded me of northern Michigan. A lot of spruce trees, Christmas trees, pine trees. Coos Bay, Brandon area, saw the Pacific. And then Medford, being Memorial Day Monday, a lot of used the Hotels.com app. That was the only one that was available. I did like a good Holiday Inn, so stayed there. And the next morning, I entered into California, and it threw me off that agricultural checkpoint, but nobody was in the booth, so I kept on going. And like I said, farm fields in the north, Sacramento. I just had Bakersfield in the GPS, just kind of my pivot point. So when I got a few miles out, I just typed in Flagstaff, and it pointed me 40 east. Barstow, you're right, you know, it just seemed like a big rest area, truck stop out in the middle of nowhere, got gas, and it's like, all right. Sorry about that. I think I timed myself out. I'm using my TV here as a monitor, and I probably should have released after 200 seconds. So I'll back on out and say 73. Thanks for coming back to me. I feel like we covered a lot of topics and subjects and hobbies that we have in common. So I'll look forward to catching you a little bit later on. I'll jump on this thought group a little bit more often. I'll back on out and say 73 and be clear on your final W8TMS. Thanks. Okay, Tom. Well, I enjoyed the conversation, and I think I'm going to go back to bed. Sit here and just looking at what's going on with the hose line, and we're still just about, well, there's about two, three other stations on right now from the U.S.
WCAWO from WJAB Portable.
KEFCA on statewide one. Be monitoring.
88ZTC Mobile monitoring.
NA-RJF
Thompson. 2 Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel monitoring.
NAKPP.
KE8FCA, Michigan Statewide 1.
KV8C, KV8C, NAPWM Miles.